10. Annuals offer in-store only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Paint, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
Good Saturday morning to all of Southern Iowa. This weather update is brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. Call 641-774-2586 and ask about their works. For your Saturday, skies will be sunny with a high of 83 to bring it to the overnight with a chance of showers and thunderstorms with increasingly cloudy skies and a low of 65. Have a good weekend.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys.
Don't look, dolls.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to the Coach's Corner. Brought to you at 96.7 KIC Thunder Country. For Jacob Briggs on the board, I am Dan Stocker filling in today for Jason Summers. It's a beautiful one out here in Albia, looking over the square here today. It's a great summer day. We're finally getting some more temperate weather compared to what we were getting in June. It's not so unseasonably hot or into the normal temperatures, and it's a great time here as we are just on the heels of Independence Day, 4th of July. So we hope everyone had a very festive and wonderful holiday off on Thursday. Those that were able to enjoy the fireworks, the hot dogs, apple pie, all things American. I'm reminded right about Mount Rushmore as we think about that. A good friend, Jason, I know, has been there recently. And you know, Mount Rushmore, I got to looking it up. Will, I think, can name the four faces on Mount Rushmore. But I don't know if I knew the timing of it. Back in 1927 is when they started carving the faces on Mount Rushmore. It was brought to this country by President Coolidge at the time. Took him 14 years to get that thing built and carved out. The first face, statue, bust, whatever it's called, was George Washington, which is appropriate. The first president of the United States of America was the first image to be carved. And it was dedicated on July 4th, appropriately enough, 1930. So just 3 years after it started, they had President Washington's bust completely carved and dedicated on the mountainside. Then the workers continue to work from there. Thomas Jefferson was next, the third president, certainly of importance, but as much as anything, was primary author for the Declaration of Independence. His bust was dedicated in August of 1936. That was followed up by Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, and certainly goes without saying all the many wonderful things he did for this country in a turbulent time. Got us through some our own war within the states, and so did a great job of unifying this country, and certainly gratefully honored and dedicated back in September of 37. And then the final one that was deemed important back in 1927 was to honor Teddy Roosevelt, 26th president of the United States. Teddy Roosevelt was a colorful president, had lots of interesting tributes and attributes to him, not only a military man, but then also was instrumental in getting the Panama Canal put together, and was also the first president into the 20th century in the Industrial Revolution that was beginning, and so very instrumental in seeing that this country grew in the right direction. And that was dedicated back in 1939. And now you say, Dan, why are we getting a history lesson? Well, because again, I keep thinking about my good friend Jason. And often is the case, people think about what's the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks or what's the Mount Rushmore of basketball players. And for Jason, you got to believe he's got to think, what's the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters? Broadcasters for Jason Summers. Sports broadcasting for sure. And I got to believe on Jason's Mount Rushmore broadcasters, the first one's going to be Jim Zobel, the venerable voice of the Hawkeyes. For 48 years, he was broadcasting, and he had that simple pattern note to him that you knew who he was every time he came on there. And I would think Jason would probably go kind of spread his wings a little further, go to the Midwest and Harry Caray. Now, certainly a lot of us grew up knowing Harry Caray as the voice of the Cubs. But before that, for 52 years he was in broadcasting, started out with the St. Louis, both the Cardinals and the football team at the time, back then, along with Oakland and the Chicago White Sox before going to the north side for the Cubs. So Harry Caray, I'm sure, would make Jason's Mount Rushmore of broadcasters. And then I got to come back home for him. You got to think Gary Dolphin, 30 years and counting now, he's been working the sidelines and the side of the court for both football and basketball. For 30 years and counting, Gary Dolphin doing a great job. Leaves one more. Who do you think Jason would put on as the fourth broadcaster? Well, we'll leave that for now and another day. I'm sure Jason has an idea. We'll just leave that one open-ended for now. But again, do want to welcome everyone today as we get through on the heels of this somewhat holiday weekend, celebrating our independence from the United States of America, from England at the time under rule. It's a good time to reflect on what makes this country great. We sit down and we gather with friends and families, and you know we cook our hot dogs, we had hamburgers, we shoot some fireworks, we have good cheer and festivities with those around us. And of course, you got to think about postseason baseball and softball at high school level. And that is exactly where we're getting into as we're going to come up to today's show as we look at where we are in the season here. And we're going to come up tonight. Albion Blue Demon Baseball will start their postseason play. They've got Central Decatur on tap for the first round of their playoff action. Central Decatur comes in having a tough year right now, 2-18 overall. The Blue Demons, 10-16. And we'll catch up with Coach Brad DeMoss here later on. Hear about the team, the strengths, some of the athletes, so what they've been doing and how they've achieved that. 10 wins, folks. Once in the last 5 years, the prior 5 seasons, have we got to 10 wins. 8 of those 10 wins are conference wins, and no time in the prior 5 seasons have we had 8 conference wins. So it's a really good season for the Blue Demon squad. They're doing an amazing job, and Coach DeMoss has really got his players going the right direction. And we'll catch up with them and hear how things are going and what we would expect. That game, by the way, folks, will be broadcast on Albia.tv tonight. Again, 5 o'clock is the first pitch. That game's being held up at Prairie City Monroe. Certainly encourage those of you can to make the road trip up there tonight. It's a great facility, easy drive. But those of you that can't, or if you know those that aren't able to, anywhere across this big wide world of ours, 5 o'clock Central Time is when they want to tune into Albia.tv. Our own coach, Larry Achenbach, will be broadcasting that game tonight against Central Decatur taking on the Albion Blue Demons. We'll also catch up here later in the show with Coach Darren Hill, co-head coach with Larry Achenbach of the softball team. I tell you, the softball program has had a very good season as well as they've gone through a gauntlet of a schedule, as we've talked about repeatedly over the year. They've got a 16-9 overall record. They come in ranked 12th in the most recent rankings. They've got some big games that we're going to hear about. Just last night, they went over to Tomo. Again, you talk about 4th of July, that means the Tomo softball tournament, the Tomo Classic. Albie went over there yesterday, took on Keokuk in the afternoon, and at 6 o'clock they took on Ottumwa. So we're going to catch up with Coach Hill, get the results of that game, see what how that's shaking out. Again, playing a 4A and a 5A school as you're coming down the stretch, where Albie is a 3A class size. In addition to that, Monday, the Lady D's will go up to Iowa City, the University of Iowa softball field, and take on Dubuque Wallert Catholic School. 3rd ranked in the state. Again, the Lady D's are 12th ranked in the state. So almost a top 10 matchup, top 15 matchup for sure. Dubuque Wallert comes in with a 22-8 record to take on the Lady D's. Again, 16-9 before last night's games. And so we'll see how that goes. That's a doubleheader. So Lady V's will get two games against an outstanding opponent, some outstanding pitching, as you would imagine, for a 22-8 team. And so that'll be at 5. The first game will be at 5:30, and then the second game to follow approximately 7 o'clock. Both of those games we will be broadcasting on Albia.tv as well. You know, that's a lot farther for most people. So if you want to join us, get on Albia.tv on Monday evening. 5:30 for the first game against Dubuque Wallert, and 7 o'clock for the second game. Both those games will be on TV, Albia.tv. Also, obviously, available, as are all our broadcasts, for re-watching anytime you or your family wants to. And then we'll roll into the one more regular season game with Washington, 13th ranked in the state. Lady D's will take them on Tuesday, have a day off, and then Thursday, they're right into the playoffs against Fairfield. So big week coming up for the Lady D's. That's a summary of where we're going on this trip, folks, today on this Saturday morning. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back up. We'll catch up with Coach DeMoss, Coach Hill. We'll get them run down of some of the scores around the area in the last several days from Jacob Briggs. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to the Coach's Corner on 96.7 KIIC. Thunder, thunder.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
So I'll cry.
The Iowa Lottery presents rising country music artist and songwriter Cooper Allen live in concert Friday, July 12th at the Knoxville Raceway. The gates open at 5:30. The concert starts at 7. Cooper Allen is bringing his tour to the Knoxville Raceway. Also appearing, Ashley Cook and Dylan Schneider. Tickets are $45. Kids 5 and under get in free. Get your tickets at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
1015 Transit is your public transportation provider in Southeast Iowa, where every ride is open to the public every day. Whatever the reason, 1015 Transit is for you. Atumwa Rides, Monday through Friday, $1 per ride. Oskaloosa Rides is free on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 1015 Transit Demand Response covers 10 counties in Southeast Iowa. When you need a ride, don't hesitate to contact 1015 Transit. Like us on Facebook for schedules and times. 1015 Transit, transportation where you need to go.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Coach's Corner. Again, I'm Dan Stalker filling in for Jason Summers today as he's enjoying the 4th of July weekend with his family, a much-deserved break. And we've got to coming up here in our next segment. We're going to catch up with Coach DeMoss and the Albia Blue Demon baseball team, as they will be starting playoff run here on Saturday evening, and so they'll be starting the postseason for them. And you know, we get to 4th of July and fireworks and hot dogs and everything American, and when we get to that, the other thing that if you've been around Southern Iowa at all, you think of a Thomas softball tournament, and that's where the Lady D's are going to be here later on today. We are recording this right now on Friday afternoon. The Lady D's are getting ready to take on some really good competition, as they always do at the Atumwa softball tournament. And we've got the head coach, co-head coach for the Lady D's with us, Coach Hill. And Coach, before we get into the tournament games coming up here, let's talk about this past week. You know, we've had Got some rain issues. We got some games. But talk about where this team's been this past week.
Yeah, we did. We had a rain out, but we got one game in with Fairfield. We're on the right side of the scoreboard there, 10-0, and played really well. You know, we went out and we hit the ball. We had 11 hits and 6 walks. So you get 17 base runners on. A lot of good things can happen. And Juliana Brown was she had 3 hits and 4 RBIs. She had a big bases loaded hit in the gap out there in right center, and all 3 of those runs scored. But 3 hits and 4 RBIs. Avery Halstead, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Addie Hill had 2 hits and an RBI. All 10 of us in the lineup were on base at least one time, and 9 of those scored. So, you know, a lot of good things happen when you get some runners on, and we've been playing really good defense. The routine plays are becoming automatic now, and that's really nice for us. And we're making some plays that we probably really maybe shouldn't make, you know. So we're putting ourselves in good situations, and we're the effort is just amazing on that defensive side right now. Grace Pence had another nice outing, 5 innings, 20 batters, so average of 4 an inning, 4 batters. One hit again, so that's two games in a row where she's come off of giving up one hit, had one walk, struck out 10. You know, and moving forward, we're going to rely on that and the way she's throwing. But you know, we've been playing well. We're on an 8-game winning streak, and the kids just keep on rolling.
You know, as we look at that again, the Fairfield game, the only one so far this week, with 2 games coming up here later. Again, this being recorded on Friday, as we look at that Fairfield as a team, it turns out to be a good game to have on the schedule. That's when you're going to see the first round of the playoffs. And so certainly you can catch tape, you can catch stats. But what's it mean for you to guys kind of get that sneak preview of what Fairfield has? Because next week it's going to matter, you know, win or go home. So what's that mean for this team to be able to have a chance to play Fairfield this week?
You know, that is really nice. When we started setting up games with Fairfield, they were 4A. And so we knew we weren't going to see them in the regionals, and in our schedule, we want to play good teams regardless of what class. And they've dropped down to 3A. So yeah, just seeing what they have on the mound. I would guess we probably won't see the same pitcher that threw against us. Maybe they will. You know, I don't know. But just seeing some of the things that they do and how they reacted to Grace's pitching, and you know, where they put the ball, where they wanted to do, you know, which kids bunt, you know, all those kind of things that you go back and you look at the game stats and it gives you a scouting report for the next time. But you know, I and just the confidence off of that, you know, 10-0. I'm not saying that's going to be the score next week when we play them, but you know, just the confidence at the plate and the kids knowing that, hey, we're going to be okay as long as we take care of ourselves. And so that's huge going into tournaments.
Now, we talked earlier in the year about the schedule, and it's starting to really come into full shape here for those who have been paying attention. Again, here later today, Friday, you guys are getting ready to take off, go to Ottumwa. You've got 4A Keokuk and 5A Ottumwa that you're taking on tonight. Talk about, again, just if you would, just that theory, the mentality you have. It'll all even jump forward to Monday. You know, got the doubleheader with Dubuque Waller. You know, get back in your class 3A, but one of the best teams in the state. You guys are going to take it on. And, you know, so you're going to go against number 3 there on Monday on a doubleheader. But, you know, having that iron sharpening iron concept, talk about why that is in your DNA, why you want teams like this on your schedule, especially deep late in the season.
You know, I tell you, sometimes it haunts you when you get in your win-loss record. It really does, and it makes you stress a little bit. But I tell you, seeing good pitching, seeing good defense, seeing good hitters, you know, it helps everybody in our program. And they understand that you've got to be ready to play every night when you show up. There's not an off night. And we understand the season is long when you play 5-6 games a week, you know. And now it's kind of like we had a couple rainouts and we went 5 days without playing. And I was starting to stress as a coach, you know, we got to get going. You know, the kids understand that. They know we're going to play good teams. They know they've seen the results of how that helps us in the regionals. In my opinion, I would rather play a team and get beat than play a team that we should win and win 15-0, because you don't learn anything there. You're swinging at bad pitches. You might not even get a swing, you know, depending on the pitching, and you put a ball in play and you're on base. So, you know, we have to, and this really does solidify the skills of the kids. They got to put the ball in play. They got to have some, you know, and we have to execute. You know, we have to get a bunt down when we need a bunt down, or we have to hit the ball to the right side with a runner at third, or even a fly ball, you know, with 0-1 outs to score that runner. But I think what's really happening now that we weren't quite seeing as much at the beginning of the year when we were losing those games by one run, we're getting that big two-out hit. We're advancing on a ball maybe that gets only a foot away from the catcher, you know, getting down to second base and putting themselves in scoring situations. And we're just doing a lot of things right. Our outs at the plate have been really quality at bats. And, you know, the more that pitcher pitches, the more frustrated they get. Maybe, I don't really know if they get tired as they get into the deeper innings, but, you know, they make more mistakes anyway, and they'll leave a ball hanging that you can hit off the fence or over the fence. So, you know, it's just the mentality that if you're going to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I'm not saying every game we play is top notch, because it, you know, there's a few that aren't, but very few. Yeah. You know, our schedule is pretty legit, and that's just the way we Coach Achenbach and I talk about that at the beginning of the year, and we want to get some good teams on our under our belt and see what they have and see where we match up and what can we do to improve ourselves to get ready for regionals.
No, that's I think the key of the game, and again, this week coming up is going to be a definitely a good one. Coach, we're let you get on the road, get down to Ottumwa, go take on Keokuk and Ottumwa here later on today on Friday, and we'll catch up with you later, and we'll kind of preview or recap that those games, and also kind of preview the week that's coming. Playoffs are coming, and we got a big game on Monday. Albie.TV will be broadcasting both those games on Albie.TV against Dubuque Waller. The games are being played at the University of Iowa on their softball field, so great opportunity for both teams to meet kind of in a neutral territory on a great facility. And then we'll roll into the postseason on the 11th. We'll be broadcasting in the playoff game there and take the Lady D's as far as we can and get all the way hopefully back to Fort Dodge. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but Coach, go get a couple wins today and we'll catch up with you after the game later tonight.
Sounds good, Dan. Thanks for the coverage as always. Appreciate it.
There you go. That's Coach Darren Hill for the Lady D's softball team getting ready to take off for Ottumwa for two big games here on Friday. We're going to catch up with them and preview those games and also the week that's coming here when we come back. But in between that, we're going to catch up with the head baseball coach, Coach Brad DeMoss. We'll get with him here in just a few minutes, folks. Appreciate you all joining in today on the Coach's Corner on 96.7 KIC.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
At Lucas County Health Center, they understand that sore throats and fevers don't take weekends off, and neither do they. If you wake up on Saturday morning and you're not feeling well, don't wait until Monday. They're here for you 7 days a week. See Lucas County Health Center. Always caring, always home. Feeling the pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between? At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
If you've ever had work done on your home, you know how hard it can be finding someone that you can count on to return phone calls, show up for an appointment, or keep to a construction schedule, and maybe most importantly, address problems when they arise. Since 1993, Phillips Floors has built their reputation with reliable, high-quality flooring installation and service. We Stand Behind What You Stand On is more than just a motto. It's the way they conduct their business. Phillips Floors, your family-owned, farmer-owned, Southern Iowa flooring company. Visit them at their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today for an estimate, 515-961-7300. Be sure to ask about the 18-month interest-free financing. Again, stop by their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today, 515-961-7300.
Back to Coach's Corner here in this beautiful Saturday morning here, and I tell you, we get past that 4th of July time, and you know, you think about hot dogs, apple pie, and all good things about America, but what really comes to mind is postseason baseball action, and we're fortunate to catch up with the Blue Demons baseball coach, Coach Brad DeMoss. Coach, got a big game tonight here. Postseason begins. You're taking on Central Decatur up at Prairie City. Talk about that game and the matchup and what it means for this young squad.
Yeah, we're going up to Prairie City Monroe tonight to take on Central Decatur. We got a really young squad. If you a lot of people been following us, you hear we got three seniors with Hunter Cagle, Wyatt Beckwith, and Connor Reno, and all three have been injured this year. So we've been working our youth in throughout the season, and everyone right now, for the most part, is healthy enough to be going tonight for the senior side for us, and we're just going to go up there. We're 10-16 on the season, going up against a team that's 2-16 or 2-18 now, and finally got a number three seed after 4 years of coaching that we got a good seed, and hopefully we can go up and put on a good show tonight.
You know, when you look at the season that you have so far, again, a young squad, and we're going to kind of dive into that a little more here, but when we look at that, you know, you've got 10 wins so far in the season with hopefully a few more wins to go here. You know, only once in the previous 5 years has that happened, and none in the previous 5 years have you gotten eight conference wins in the South Central Conference. So you got to be really pleased with how this team has performed as you've tried to juggle that lineup between injuries. Again, only three seniors. You know, statistically, your top hitters, five of the top eight are freshmen or sophomores, so even underclassmen there. But talk about the achievements, the win-losses there, with the fact that you got 10 regular season wins so far, eight on conference, what that means for this program as you've gone along this year.
Yeah, we've really set up pretty good with the conference teams. We've all of us conference coaches have been talking at every game about, you know, not every single one of us, or actually none of us, have a dominant pitcher. And in the years past, you'd go up against the conference team and they'd have two or three dominant pitchers and they could just shut you out and shut you down for the night. But this year, it's pretty much like I've been telling people, and it's like the Big Ten of football, but on the baseball side, the South Central Conference this year, everyone's so equal that we just beat each other up, and it's just been a go get them type of season. I mean, you go out, you put up some runs, and then some nights you'll go up and not put up any, and you just beat each other up, and it's just a tough conference. But to get eight wins with the young team that we have has been great. It's going to be a good building block for the future of the program.
You know, when you look at this lineup, once you get them on base, you've got a number of guys with double-digit stolen bases. Leading is Drake Irwin with 17 so far, and then Wyatt Beckwith, the senior, one of your seniors with 13, and Judah Smith, a sophomore, has 10 stolen bases, and a handful of others with 8-7. You got to be really pleased. Once you get on base, you got some good speed there to try to get those runners in scoring position and try to manufacture runs.
Yeah, our lineup, 1 through 9, and actually you go 1 through 15, and we're pretty quick. Everyone could steal a base here and there. We did do some hitting last night, and we were joking. Connor McCall made the point that he's one of the slowest kids, and he's 3-for-3 on stolen bases. So, I mean, yeah, we get on base, and we can manufacture runs if we need to with doing some bunts and sacrifice that way to get them over to third. We can pretty much on a pass ball, if it's not a short porch on the backstop, we can get them in. But our biggest problem is once we get them on is getting the hit and being able to score.
Get,
getting runs, yeah, certainly run behind there, and that, or getting the hit behind to get them in, and I think that's something to look forward to tonight. And when you start talking about that playoff, you know, it's win or go home, and so I think that's hopefully it's a culmination of all the effort and the work you've been putting in, can get those extra runs there and get that momentum going. The other side, you know, what stands out to me, and I know you've talked about it on previous shows too, but to me it's just fun to look at the numbers, and you know me, I love numbers. When you look at your pitching staff, and you got a number of guys who can throw, but what jumps out at me, the three that have the most wins or losses or appearances are all three sophomores, you know, doing an outstanding job for you. And certainly you're getting strikeouts there, you know, they're getting some innings on the mound and everything, and that's with Jackson Strickler, Drake Irwin, and Connor McFaul, you know, statistically have been on the mound quite a bit for you. Those are some young men that you've got putting out there in a lot of pressure situation.
Yeah, we've really put the pressure on Drake Irwin and Connor McFaul this year. Jackson, when you go out and watch Jackson pitch, he's probably our number one, so he knows he's going to get the ball a lot. And there against the Cardinal the other night, he tweaked his shoulder again, so we've been trying to nurse him around to postseason. We're going to let him probably DH tonight and just give that arm a rest in case, if we need him late in the game, we could use him to pitch-wise. And if we don't need him, then and we get the win, we know we'll have him for Tuesday night against Pelly Christian. And he'll be fresh, ready to go.
Certainly, that's a good strategy. And again, it's nice to have that talent that you can kind of work around there. And you kind of alluded to it just a little bit there too. It was kind of maybe a blessing in disguise, although you don't like to miss games. But then not having that game, that doubleheader with Centerville on Tuesday, gave you a little more rest for this team, and especially late in the season, it's much needed. So maybe not having that doubleheader could turn out to be a blessing to kind of get a little extra rest for the squad.
Yeah, we took the opportunity to, I think we took one night off this last week after we got washed out, and then we done a good infield practice with them, working on some of our little things that we need to work on, and then really just went back this morning and last night and just hit the ball, done a lot of BP and wanting to manufacture runs if we have to bunt. We worked on bunting and situations on that, so we enjoy the small ball, and I think we have over 20 sacrifice bunts on the season, and only like one or two pop fly sac flies. So it shows you that we don't mind putting the ball down and playing some small ball if we got to get some runs in.
All right, Coach, final question. Again, tonight at 5 o'clock, Prairie City Monroe, you're taking on Central Decatur. Let's talk about what's the recipe, what's the key to success for tonight's ball game to get that victory and move on to the next round?
Well, we're going to start a senior on the mound with Hunter Cagle, and we're going to give him a shot at it. And if he starts to struggle, we'll go to someone else and just keep these guys on a tight leash if they start walking or getting hits. If we can limit the errors and limit the ball and walk ratio, I think Bleedema should come out on top with a victory tonight, and hopefully be playing again Tuesday night up in Des Moines Christian against a very good Pella Christian team. So hopefully that all happens and we can continue the season that we have going right now.
It's been an outstanding one at that, Coach. Great job of coaching. Great job of the players playing. And we look forward to seeing that big win tonight. And best of luck. And we'll look forward to seeing you play out again on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Dan. And thanks for all the coverage you guys have done all year.
You bet. That's head coach of the Blue Demon baseball squad, Brad DeMoss. And so we appreciate it. And again, folks, be looking and watching that game here tonight. It'll be a big one for him. All right, folks. Good game there coming up tonight. Coach Larry Achenbach will be broadcasting on Albia.tv for those of you not able to get to Prairie City Monroe. We'll get that first round coverage for him. Don't make sure you get on the online Albia.tv for that coverage. We'll be right back after this timeout, folks, as we've got the second part of our interview with Coach Hill as he will talk catch up with him after the big games they played on Friday over in Ottumwa. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner on 96.7 KIIC.
If you're in the market to buy your first home, Community First Credit Union has a special offer just for you. Right now, at CFirst, first-time home buyers may qualify for up to $5,000 toward their down payment with our assistance program. We also offer quick processing, local lenders, and mortgage education assistance. Don't miss this special. For details or to apply, visit us in person or online at c1stcu.com. Some restrictions apply. Loans are subject to credit approval, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owner's insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owner's Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us and all the generations who will.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
And good morning, I am Jacob Briggs. And I'll give you some scores from last night from the South Central Conference, starting off with Albia versus Keokuk at Ottumwa. Albia took the win 10-1, with Davis County facing Wayne, with Wayne getting the victory 13-0. Ottumwa also faced Albia once again for the Ottumwa Classic, in a 1-0 victory, with Sheraton facing Newton, Sheraton getting the victory 9-6. Once again, that was softball action from last night. We got a busy night tonight with Ottumwa facing Solon as part of the Ottumwa Classic for softball, as well as Fairfield. Those games starting at 9 and then also 12:30. And then also Larry Achenbach once again bringing the action for Albia versus Central Decatur at PCM. That will be some baseball coverage that you can watch on Albia.tv. And Mitch Eslick on the call will bring Sigourney versus English Valleys for baseball postseason. So as always, you can find that on ThunderCountry.tv. We'll take another short commercial break. We will be back.
So I'll cry.
The Iowa Lottery presents Rising Country music artist and songwriter Cooper Allen, live in concert Friday, July 12th at the Knoxville Raceway. The gates open at 5:30. The concert starts at 7. Cooper Allen is bringing his tour to the Knoxville Raceway. Also appearing, Ashley Cook and Dylan Schneider. Tickets are $45. Kids 5 and under get in free. Get your tickets at KnoxvilleRaceway.com.
1015 Transit is your public transportation provider in Southeast Iowa, where every ride is open to the public every day. Whatever the reason, 1015 Transit is for you. Ottumwa rides Monday through Friday, $1 per ride. Oskaloosa rides is free on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 1015 Transit demand response covers 10 counties in Southeast Iowa. When you need a ride, don't hesitate to contact 1015 Transit. Like us on Facebook for schedules and times. 1015 Transit, transportation where you need to go.
At Lucas County Health Center, they understand that sore throats and fevers don't take weekends off, and neither do they. If you wake up on Saturday morning and you're not feeling well, don't wait until Monday. They're here for you. 7 days a week, see Lucas County Health Center. Always caring, always home.
Welcome back once again to Coach's Corner here on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Albia, Iowa. And I'm Dan Stalker with Jacob Briggs on the board. And we got a part two with Coach Hill. We're caught up with him. Part one was earlier in the broadcast here. And after yesterday's tournament over in Ottumwa, Coach Hill, appreciate you joining us this morning here. And two big wins in the tournament in Ottumwa yesterday.
It was two really nice wins. We got the bats rolling in game one. Come out four runs in the first inning and ended up 10-1 and got good pitching from Addie Pearson. She had 10 strikeouts, gave up 2 hits. So really nice effort from a young pitcher, you know, getting some confidence, getting some playing time as a freshman. And, you know, we just did a lot of things right. You know, we did some small balling. We got some nice hits. We scored, you know, obviously we scored quite a few runs. But Lady started off the day really, really well, and proud of him for that effort.
You know, you talk about Addie Pearson again. You, getting that, having that 1-2 punch, having that ability. We get into the playoffs here, coming up here quick, and you know the games all matter. And so you might have to make that pull and that switch, and have that confidence. That 10 strikeouts against a good Keokuk team, not a bad team, a class bigger than us, and get 10 strikeouts, 2 hits. That's a really good outing for that young lady coming in for the Lady D's there yesterday.
Yeah, it is. And you know, as you said, in the tournament, it's one and done. So you never know. You never know what happens. I hate to even say this or bring it up, but a freak accident, you know, one bad inning or what have you, and next one in, and she'd be the next one on the mound. So really good. I'm happy for the way she threw, and it also is going to help us in the long run down the road. So.
You know, then in the nightcap, you get a Tumwa, you know, always a perennial power. You know, it's having maybe an off year, but boy, I tell you that their pitcher, you know, in a 1-0 game, their pitcher pitched a heck of a game against us, had us kind of confused at the plate. And then Grace Pence and the defense really rose to the occasion and get a gutty 1-0 whip victory on the nightcap.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, starting with their pitcher, that changeup, yeah. You know, I don't want to say it was pretty. But boy, it kept us off balance, and it was pretty effective. There you go. That's a better way to put it. And we just really struggled to hit the ball hard. You know, we did put the ball in play with her, but we didn't get too many really hard hits. And you know, Sid got that RBI in I believe it was the second inning. And, you know, that was the only run we scored. And you're right. You know, Grace pitched lights out. She had 10 strikeouts, gave up 2 hits again. So, you know, it was a mirror image of game one with 2 different pitchers. But she threw really, really well again. And she's throwing as good as she's thrown all year going into the tournament for next week. So, you know, that makes me feel good there. And our defense played solid again. And, you know, we're going to be okay. It's stressful when it's 1-0, but you know, they always say we're not going to give them back, and an ugly win is better than a pretty loss, and we're going to take it.
There you go. You know, we get a little breather here the rest of the weekend. Much deserve again another rest. But boy, Monday, Tuesday, got 3 tough games. Doubleheader up at Iowa City at the University of Iowa softball complex up there, taking on Dubuque Wallert, a doubleheader, and then Tuesday night you travel to Washington. So a couple big road travel nights, and then 2 teams, 3 extremely tough games.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, we had the opportunity at the beginning of the year to go over and play in Iowa City and play on Hawkeye softball field. And so we hooked up with Dubuque Wallert, and they didn't want to travel to Albia, and we didn't want to travel to Dubuque. And so we're going to meet in the middle, and we're going to play a couple games there. And what a great experience for our kids. You know, just we're looking forward to it. They're good. You know, I don't know much about them other than they're in the top 3 in our right. in our class, and they play some nice teams in some of the bigger schools. But you know, it's a good opportunity for us, and we're going to see good pitching. I know that. I know they've got the young pitcher that pitched at state last year. And other than that, I don't know much about them. We'll do some investigating over the weekend. And then doubleheader with them, and then the next night we go over and we'll play Washington. And you know, Washington's got a nice pitcher, nice catcher. They're sisters, so you know, I'm sure they've got a lot of work together. And they've got themselves, you know, in the top 10 anyway. I'm not sure exactly where they're at, but they handily won that conference over there, the Southeast 7. And so, yeah, you know, we're going to keep playing good teams, and it's going to set us up for next Thursday's regional game.
You know that, and Thursday that does leads right in the first round of playoffs. Fairfield, the team we saw earlier in the week, a handy, easy victory then. But playoffs again, you talk about one and done. That's when it's going to become real, and that's what you've been building this team for. What can we expect going into the playoffs here from this Lady D squad?
Well, I tell you, if we can continue to play a little small ball when we need to, we're getting bunched down now where we weren't maybe so well at the beginning of the season. But we're putting some balls in play. To move runners, and I think the kids understand the importance of that. And you know, now from there, we've done a good job wouldn't say so. We did quite so well against the Tomball, but we've done a good job of getting those runners in from third base. So, you know, we're gonna still do a little bit of that. We're still gonna rely on our defense. We're still gonna rely on getting good pitching. But it's gonna take, you know, with regionals, it's gonna take the pressure mounts a little bit, and we're gonna attempt to take it off of them as much as we can. And again, it's one game at a time. You know, we're gonna get some big hits and we're gonna make some mistakes, but as long as we're in it mentally and focused, which I know that they will be, we're gonna be just fine.
Well, Coach, we do appreciate you. Again, a double session here this morning on the Coach's Show, and I appreciate it. We look forward to the games next week, and we'll be right along with you for the ride.
Well, sounds good, Dan. Thank you for the coverage. I appreciate it.
There you go. That's Coach Hill. Lady D's victorious on the Ottumwa Classic Tournament here, getting victories over Keokuk as well as Ottumwa. So big wins there. And again, folks, Monday night, first game's at 5:30 against Dubuque Wallard, and second game around 7. I will be up in Iowa City broadcasting both those games on Albia.tv. So certainly invite you all to join. If you can make the road trip, please do. The Lady D's would love the support. The Washington game won't have on the broadcast, but boy, when we come into playoffs next Thursday against home game against Fairfield, I'll be broadcasting that one as well. So we'll be riding right along with the Lady D's, supporting and hoping they get those victories and march to Fort Dodge and see what happens. We're going to take a timeout, folks. We're going to come back and wrap up the show. It's getting close to almost being done here. We do appreciate it. You're listening to the Coach's Corner on 96.7. Hey, I see.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between. At Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
If you've ever had work done on your home, you know how hard it can be finding someone that you can count on to return phone calls, show up for an appointment, or keep to a construction schedule, and maybe most importantly, address problems when they arise. Since 1993, Phillips Floors has built their reputation with reliable, high-quality flooring installation and service. We stand behind what you stand on is more than just a motto. It's the way they conduct their business. Phillips Floors, your family-owned, farmer-owned, Southern Iowa flooring company. Visit them at their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today for an estimate, 515-961-7300. Be sure to ask about the 18-month interest-free financing. Again, stop by their Indianola showroom, online at phillipsfloors.com, or call today, 515-961-7300.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Well, if you can believe it, folks, that's going to do it for us this beautiful Saturday morning on the Coach's Corner. Really appreciate Coach DeMoss and Coach Hill taking time out of their respective schedules. So they're getting ready for postseason play and in the middle of some tournament play and a lot of activity and good quality games. They're very busy individuals, but they love talking about their kids and their players. We really appreciate them taking the time out to visit with us and share that information with you all. Again, reminder, tonight, 5 o'clock, first pitch will get underway as the Blue Demons take on Central Decatur in first-round playoff action. Blue Demons hoping to win that game and get a chance to go to the second round, playing up in Des Moines, but they'll play against Pella Christian. So a tough gauntlet for them if they can get through that first round. But on Albia.tv, we'll be broadcasting that game for you tonight, so you can watch every pitch and watch the Blue Demons hopefully get their victory and go on to the next round. Again, for the softball team, big tournament they played yesterday in Ottumwa. We've got broadcasting on Monday night on Albia.tv. We'll be broadcasting the softball team taking on Dubuque Wallert up in Iowa City.
So the two teams will meet in a neutral site at the University of Iowa softball complex in Iowa City. Big game for both teams. Top 12 ranked matchup there between number 3 and number 12 between Wallert and Albia, respectively. Be a big contest there. We'll broadcast that on Albia.tv. First game around 5:30. Second game to follow, expected to be 7 o'clock. So I hope you all, if you can't make the trip up to Iowa City, that you'll get a chance to join us on Albia.tv. Again, these games, as well as all the content that we broadcast on all the different channels, are always available on demand at your leisure. So even if you miss it or can't get there tonight or on Monday night, you can certainly watch it later on. And we hope you do. We do appreciate the opportunity to bring it and all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you those games. And so we want to encourage you all to get a chance to watch those games and support the Blue Demons and Lady D's. It's hard to believe. We get to the 4th of July, and we're starting to talk about postseason baseball, softball, and before we know it, summer season will be over. Before we know that, the summer will be over, and we'll be into fall. Time sure moves along quickly, folks. It's hard sometimes to take a moment, take a seat back, but we want you to all enjoy it, and the best way to do it is on this fine, beautiful Saturday as we go through these next several days and weeks. Enjoy your time, wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. Again, Jason Summers is off today, get a much-deserved break. He's enjoying some time with him and his family. Doesn't happen near enough for him, so I'm glad he's got some time there. For Jacob Briggs on the board, I am Dan Stockler, and we've been happy to bring you this Saturday's edition of the Coach's Corner, right here on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country. Everyone, have a great weekend.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Face the world out on my own.
nothing past the wine. It's early and I'm feeling fine. I'll soon be over you. Darling, ever since the day you said it's time to go, I said yes. I've been searching for sip or two and you'll be gone. Another chorus of she done him wrong, and I'll be over you.
Home in the